again. Change might say, hope you all will come back again. That's what the Yankees would say we'd say. They think we say you all every other word. So that's probably what they that's probably what they think would say, hope you all will come back again. And that just might be what I'd say.
Would you say that to just one person?
No.
Say if you had a group of people at your house and they're fixing to leave and you're asking about their coach, you might ask, well, where are
your coach?
Would you ever say you all's coach?
Uh-uh.
And say if there had been...
Somebody might, but I know better than that.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear that around here?
No, ma'am.
Say if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to and you were asking about the people that had gone, you might ask, well, who
was there? Who all was there?
Okay. And say there was a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family. You'd ask about them, well, would you say who all's children are they?
No, I'd just say whose children are they?
And say if someone had made a speech that you hadn't been able to hear and you wanted to know the contents, you'd ask, well, what?
I'd just say, what did he say?
Would you ever say, what all?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. And you say, if no one else will look out for him, you say they got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, you say he better do it
himself.
And what's made of flour and baked in loaves?
Bread.
What if it's made to rise?
They put yeast in it.
What do they call it then?
Loaf bread or I don't know, the older people had something they called it, but I don't remember what it was. They didn't bake it in loaves, they made it in round cakes about that big usually.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear pan bread or light bread?
Well, yeah, I've heard of both of that.
What they are?
Well, now we call bread that we buy at the store a lot of times, call it light bread.
Mm-hmm. What other things can you make out of flour?
Well, biscuits and pies and
if you're talking about biscuit, you talk about a pan of
biscuit. And there's different ways to make them. You can use buttermilk and baking soda.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can use baking powder and sweet milk.
Mm-hmm.
And either one, you can usually make good biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
And people in this part of the country like to have biscuits for breakfast and have, you know, jelly or preserves of some kind or jam or... Some of them like syrup for breakfast.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the kind of tree that you get syrup from?
Well, a maple tree is what you get syrup from up in the north part of the country, but down here you make it from sugar cane.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had a group of those trees growing together, what might you call that? Or do you have that around here much?
We don't have any maple tree in the syrup. Maple, there's some maple trees around here, but they're not the kind that makes maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you would call it a grove, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. I guess that's a word you read somewhere.
But just thinking, you know about it having, around here they have pine trees, and they make a V-shaped thing and put a little pen under there to catch the turpentine. They don't do it as much anymore as they used to. They had a turpentine plant in Laurel,
mm-hmm.
and they'd catch that turpentine.